In the eyes of the U.S., China doesn't always set an example. In fact, the U.S. often complains that China and some other nations steal U.S. technology. But in the early days of the United States, the shoe was apparently on the other foot. We're going to take a look at America's era of technological piracy with our resident history buff, Chris Wolfe. And Chris, give us an example.
Well, one nice example, Carol, is a guy called Andrew Mitchell, who sent to the UK in 1787 to try and acquire textile technology. Making clothes is the cash cow of the 18th century, the late 18th century. The Brits were way ahead in technological innovation, and the Americans wanted a slice of the pie.
So who sent him?
A guy called Tench Cox, who was a colleague of Alexander Hamilton, who was the Secretary of the Treasury. Most of the American enterprise at that time was kind of privately driven, but state-sponsored in the way that Hamilton, as Secretary of the Treasury, had positioned America, for example, to have a patent law and to give kind of dubious patents to any immigrants who might come in with technology, and they would like take ownership of the ideas that they'd stolen, pretty much, and would get a U.S. patent for it so that they could profit. It was one of the ways they would try and lure immigrants into the country with technology.
And was Andrew Mitchell successful?
He succeeded insofar as he got drawings, he got models of various carding machines, which were one of the processes in the textile industry that the Brits were ahead on. But he was caught trying to get on a ship. His trunk was impounded, and he had to flee for his life and ended up running to Copenhagen.
Ooh, so it was an attempt at industrial piracy that failed.
Correct. And the Brits were really mad. This is one of the things that they were really incensed over the early Republic. And they had very stiff laws against emigration of skilled workers and to try and prosecute anybody who was caught trying to solicit illegal immigrants or to steal technology.
So any successful attempts by the U.S. to steal industrial technology?
Yeah, I think the most famous one would be Francis Cabot Lowell, a familiar name in Massachusetts,
yes,
who spent a couple of years in England studying the textile industry and committed to memory everything he'd seen, and then with a clockmaker in Waltham, started rebuilding these machines that he had kind of memorized, and they set up one of the first textile weaving mills in Waltham, and then eventually got together with some other Boston businessmen and founded the city of Lowell just to make clothes.
And did the Brits ever find out that their technology had been stolen?
Yeah, they were generally protesting all the time. In fact, the British consul in Philadelphia once bought 4 carding machines. The guys had managed to smuggle them out, but they were happier to sell them at a profit again to the British consul, who shipped them back to the UK to try and stop the technological flow.
Wow. So what was the point of all this?
Well, it's kind of like the Chinese today. They say it's national security. We need an industrial base to make America strong, and we also need a strong capital base. Hamilton had this great idea that critics would say he just wanted to make his friends rich. He argues that he had this vision of trying to create a capitalist class in the new U.S. that could fund major manufacturing projects like this and take the country forward.
Wow. Pretty interesting. Chris Wolfe with this week's World That Was. Thanks so much, Chris.
You're welcome, Carol.